Peace. This is your man, Honorable October 9, and this is the Art of Thinking Out Loud podcast, where we discuss a little bit of everything. So I just want to get into this whole Kobe situation since it's very fresh. I'll tread lightly. I just want to say this. I put up a Facebook post yesterday talking about how LeBron's speech, which ESPN even noted as going on for like 5 minutes uninterrupted, sounded more like a eulogy. And then less than 24 hours later, Kobe is supposedly killed in a helicopter crash, which was predicted on the Legends of Chamberlain a couple years ago. Kobe crashing in a helicopter, and also noted on a couple tweets from back in like 2011, 2012, on the date 11/3, you know, also aligns with the dates that Kobe came into the NBA. Also the 33s and everything, the 113s or the 133s. It's a lot of weird connections that go into a lot of the occult and rituals that go on in Hollywood, which is why I want everybody to kind of take a chill pill with, you know, always coming down on folks, assuming everybody is some type of conspiracy theorist. No, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm an auto hoaxer, meaning I question everything. And not saying that I would question somebody's death if I thought somebody died under, you know, circumstances and everything seems to check out. But when you have a lot of things going on surrounding the situation and a lot of misinformation, you should question. Common sense should tell you something is not being provided to you for a reason. You know, a story is a narrative is being set. Too many other things surrounding situations a lot of times correlate directly. And this goes beyond just this Kobe situation, goes back to a lot of other previous situations and situations going on right now. But I don't want to delve too deep into it because everything is still brand new. It's fresh. We don't know anything. And that's what I want people to basically understand. We don't know anything. All we know is what TMZ gave us, which I don't know why some of y'all trust TMZ as much as you do. You give TMZ a lot of credibility. TMZ is tabloid news, but they just so happen to always be wherever celebrity events happen. They catch celebrity deaths. They catch accidents. You know, a lot of things are surrounding fire and death. You know, TMZ is like right there on the scene. You know, Tamuzi TV. We have to look at the media. We have to look at the sources that we're getting this information from. When people ask, well, where do you get your information from? My information is just my common sense. This is just me thinking. This is me questioning the official narrative. That's all. I just don't. When I see something presented to me, if it checks out within my system of logic, then I won't put too much of a question on it because it checks out. But when something just sets off a lot of red flags because information is not correlating, you know, reports always, numbers are always off. Numbers are always off in these type of reports. It'll be 3 people died, and then it'll be 7 people died, and then it'll be 9 people died, and then it'll be the person got shot 3 times, and then it'll be they got shot 4 times, and then it's they got shot 6 times. You know, 4 people died, 13 people died, 40 people shot, 17 people died. The narratives continually change in numbers. They always shift numbers around on you because it keeps you coming back. It keeps you running right back into the official narrative because now you're traumatized by knowing so many people were not only victimized but have now died because we have we live in a society where we have this big fear of death. And I mean, that's a natural thing, don't get me wrong, but I think it's drilled to us so much it's not even subliminal. It's like very overt, you know, very out there. You know, we see people die in movies. We see people supposedly die in real life when you're looking at television. And what you see in movies a lot of times looks more realistic than what is supposedly real that you're presented on television as being the news, an actual event. I just question it. I question it because you'll get a report. You'll get a report of a shooting, a mass shooting. And then the information just becomes jumbled. If you're the Associated Press and you all basically get your information from the same sources and you have to agree upon it before it goes out as the official narrative, how the hell is everybody getting conflicting reports? If you all get most of your information, your major information from the same basic sources. See, this is what I'm talking about. We live in an age that, well, they call it the information age. And I say they because they being your government, those who govern over how you think, your mind, you know, they give you limited selections and tell you that you have choices. Yeah, you got a choice between A, B, C, or D, 1, 2, 3, 4. But what are your choices beyond that? You know, it's like, that's the game. It's almost like if somebody's flipping a coin and they say, heads I win, tails you lose. You can never win the game. You know, and I feel like this is how we live on a day to day. We can never win the game. We can never even the playing field until you do what I've done, basically. I've opted out. And when I say opted out, meaning I stop believing, I stop fearing. I'm trying to get rid of a lot of traumatization from over the years of being fed an indoctrination, of being fed indoctrinated trauma. You know, we all suffer from it. PTSD, depression, stress, which brings up all kind of chemical reactions in the body, which causes you to develop cancers and get strokes and all types of other shit. Listen, I'm gonna cut this short because it's getting a little lengthy. Don't rush to just assume what you're seeing every day. It's just what it is. When you've got a voice in your head, sometimes several of them, telling you something just ain't right with what you're being presented, listen to it. It's your common sense. People say common sense ain't common. Yes, the fuck it is if you listen to it. Now listen, everybody's understanding is different. Everybody's level of, you know, comprehension when it comes to, you know, certain things that help to edify and build character. So we all act a little different. But on a lot of basic levels, if something ain't right, that shit just ain't right. And anybody can peep it. we'll start there. We'll start on the basic levels and we'll build into a greater common sense. But this is your man, Honorable October 9. This is the Art of Thinking Out Loud podcast, where I'm just speaking random thoughts on, you know, my perspective on things going on around me. Peace. Peace. This is your man, Honorable October 9, and this is the Art of Thinking Out Loud podcast, where we discuss any and everything. I want to continue off of my previous discussion where I talked about Kobe. My first thoughts and perspectives, because it's still very early, but I discussed that. And I went into common sense and trauma. And the reason I started a conversation in dealing with trauma is because when we see these events unfold in front of us, we see celebrities die. We see people that we've grown to love. We idolize, in a sense. We're very fond of. We almost feel like we know these people. And then when they're cut down in front of us under mysterious circumstances, or there's a lot of mystery that surrounds it, what happens is you go through the regular trauma process of like losing somebody you actually know. Like, you grieve for these people in the sense you would grieve somebody you actually know. But the difference is, in this situation, in grieving for celebrities, you never get over your grieving process because they keep it as an ongoing event, an annual event. They'll keep telling you, you know, we lost a legend, we lost somebody. That they'll show you the person's family. They'll show you all the person's accomplishments. They'll show you all the good times and you know, in the videos and all of that. And don't get me wrong, nothing is wrong with that. But what I'm saying is, the way that it's given to us is given to us as an underlying program that creates constant trauma. You're always in a state of like negative vibration. No matter how good you feel, you've always got something that's traumatizing you, something that feels very uneasy. Like, I made a Twitter post a couple months back where I basically told everybody, when you wake up in the morning, scroll down your timeline on whatever social media, Facebook, Twitter, you know, Instagram. Count how many of the stories. Count the first 50, like 30 to 50 stories. How many of those are things you could actually use that make you feel better? Or, you know, inspirational quotes, pictures of you know, beautiful babies, lovely families being together, you know, people being successful, you know, folks are performing good deeds. Yeah, most of what you'll probably see, you'll see a lot of fat asses. You'll see a lot of sex. You'll see some more fat asses. You'll see some comical videos. You'll see some people get stabbed, shot, beat up, talk down on each other, expose each other. You know, you'll see people drag each other, all this other type of shit. That's what you get your first 30 to 50 messages if you looked at what the majority of your messages are, even the ones you think aren't negative, just because it might be a news report where they're telling you about a baby that got thrown out a window, or, you know, a car accident where some people got hurt or whatever. That adds to your worry. It adds to your trauma. It's a subtle underlying layer of stress that you always have, no matter how good of a day you're having. So what I say is this. Sometimes people, I usually post on social media in the mornings early because, you know, I'm up, I'll post something, and then I'll see what folks will say about it throughout the day sometimes. Every now and then, I won't be on social media as much, except for maybe business purposes. It's because I need a detox from it sometimes. Not because I'm posting anything negative or because I feel like I'm doing anything, or you either. Other people, people that are around us, they're always posting shit about who asked to get beat, folks fighting in the club, somebody mama naked in the club, you know, people performing sex acts in public, folks doing all type. And listen, I don't want to sound like no prude or nothing. You grown as hell, you do what you're going to do. Just be careful how you do what you're going to do. Be careful and, you know, have some tact about yourself. You know, don't be out here trying to go viral for this little 5 minutes of fame if you're doing it yourself, because that little 5 minutes winds up being a lifetime, because now all this shit is in cyberspace, which goes back to when I say a lifetime of trauma, because it never goes away. It's always there. So it's kind of like when you have rappers who go at one another on record, say some horrible things about one another, talk about one another's family members and dead family members and, you know, all type of horrible shit. And then they make up with each other and become cool again. You don't think that every time that record is played, it triggers something? Because trauma is activated by triggers. You know, you hear that record, it triggers where you were when you heard it back then. So no matter how cool you are with this person, you still feel a way. And that's why I say we gotta watch what we do, watch what we say to people. You know, I personally will go on record right now as saying I will never do a record, a music record, otherwise, talking harm to anybody and disrespecting somebody's family and shit like that. No, I would never do that, you know, because those things have to live on. Even if me and this person reconcile, we can never truly reconcile because now we have a frequency that's out there and can be accessed by anyone at any time and could possibly trigger something to lead us right back into that situation once again. So we got to be careful what we say, careful what we do, especially on this social media platform that we have now with Facebook, Twitter, and the rest, Instagram, all of that. But going back into trauma, how this all relates, like I said, what you put on social media is going to always be there. I don't care about you, I'm erasing it. People screenshot it, and plus it's recorded in the databanks of the social media server. Whatever site you're on, they have every message you've ever posted. So it's there. And then this stuff, oh yeah, and let me go into this. Where does this information go? You know, it's sold on the dark web or given out on the dark web, you know? And we don't realize how deep this rabbit hole goes. And I'm not even talking about the dark web and everything. No, I'm talking about trauma. A lot of this trauma started back when we were children. Things we were taught, how we were raised, how we were disciplined. Things that we think are right that really aren't. It's abuse. how we discipline our children, corporal punishment, you know, capital punishment in society. You know, we teach abuse. Abuse as punishment, and we teach abuse as a form of control. Because I tell women all the time, how do you come at me being very religious, telling me about the Bible, when the Bible made women out to be some of the lowest creatures on the planet? The Bible tells women that you're here to serve man. It basically puts women in a situation where your usefulness is having babies and serving men. Women have to be quiet. Women are not supposed to voice themselves. You know, women are either whores. Women are always subservient. You're given this book. God is always yelling at you, telling you if you do something wrong, he'll do this to you, he'll do that to you. And in the Bible, women, nobody gets punished for hurting women in the Bible. Nobody really gets punished for hurting women in the Bible. If a man is upset with a woman, he can discipline that woman physically, even kill her, according to the Bible. And nothing happens to them. What does that leave the woman? What does that leave little girls who are raised hearing these messages subliminally? You're reading this. You may not be picking it up right off, but it's encoding. It's there. And it comes out in the way we deal with our relationships every day. Abusive relationships. If the first man you were ever introduced to you, if your daddy wasn't there, if the first other man that you ever knew was Jesus or God, and he was always yelling at you and being abusive, then how do you think you will look at men from that point on, so to speak? Yeah, you'll love God, but you love God out of fear. Then that means any man you deal with, as soon as he does something that makes you fearful, you're triggered by trauma. And it could cause a number of different responses. But this is just showing how if you're always given a program that makes you come off as being under someone else's control, even if you don't even see the program at the time, like I said, with the Bible and women, you know, there aren't many queens, like, you know what I'm saying, empresses, you know, women that rule kingdoms and shit in the Bible. It's men. And they had, and the queen was just his, she was just there for real. Hell, the king had other wives and girlfriends. So women were always a possession. And you wonder why these women sell themselves as possessions. You know, why the sex industry is up. You know, and it's like, and that's not a knock against people in the sex industry. You do what you do. I'm just speaking on how I see dots connected. We all deal with trauma in different ways. I don't know how one person was traumatized compared to how I was traumatized, but I can see where we all kind of arrive at some of the same places. We may not all do certain things, but we all do certain other things. And I think some of those are, they come as a result of certain traumas that we've gone through our whole life. And some of them we even allow right now. And, you know, we fund, we push, thinking that we're doing something good. And we're actually just keeping ourselves in this proverbial box, a box of pain. This is why people go through a depression, because when you're depressed, you're kind of in a coulda, woulda, shoulda land. People aren't depressed about what they can do. People are depressed about either what they haven't done or what they want to do, and they don't see it as being possible. You know, it's self-esteem. We're given things every day that will kill your self-esteem. I just showed you how women's self-esteem is like, it's killed, you know, systematically with the Bible. You know, I would tell my daughter, listen, I could pick 1,000 other books for you to read to become empowered besides that book. And this is not a knock on the Bible. It's just, that's just one example. The Quran does it too. You know, a bunch of the other books do it too. And the reason they do it is because this isn't quote unquote God talking. This is men talking. This is men talking. Everybody put their own spin on it. Everybody wants to be the next, you know what I'm saying, P. Daddy, the king of the remix. You know, everybody remixed it. And the Bible isn't even a bunch. I don't have to give you a whole thing on the Bible. The Bible's not even a bunch of books in order. It's just a bunch of different things put together, taken from different stories at different points in time, you know, because these were chosen. And then if you go to different religions and everything, some Bibles have more books in them. There's 66, there's 76, there, you know, we can go on, you know, you could talk about the lost books of the Bible and everything. And then think about why you don't see women prophets, women messengers, really. It's always men. Men. You know. But I didn't want to stretch this out into, like, you know, bashing the Bible or bashing men. Hell, I'm a man. No, it's just that when I see bullshit, I call it out. So what I say is, as far as how we can help to remedy that, as far as the ladies go, men, how we can do our part, your little girls, it's not about telling her she's a queen. It's not about everything you can tell her and all of that. Yes, do that. That's highly important. What's more important is the way she sees you treat her mother, whether y'all together or not, how she sees you treat her mother, because she's going to draw patterns from that. She's going to, and those patterns are both positive and negative. Even if she grows to one day despise her father, she may still wind up being with a man who acts like her father, because that energy is familiar. So we have to get those type of energies into a very unfamiliar place. Those cannot be familiar energies, because we have a lot of things that go on with us that have now they are now normalities, and it's dysfunction. And I'm speaking from the way that men perpetuate it. We have to start, like I said, starting with our daughters, our mates, our mothers, other women, you know, our babies are little girls. And they're watching not only how we treat their mothers, they're watching how we treat other women. You know, how women respond to us. Like I tell people, you don't get black male teachers on a regular when children are very little. We get them later on in life. And the reason I say something's wrong with that is because you get a black male teacher later on in life after you're already damaged. you already hate men, because by that time you've been given this Bible, and even though God has been passive aggressive, abusive to you psychologically, you love him. You have a father raised under the same Bible, everything. He's abusive in different ways. Maybe other men in your life abuse you in different ways. Molestation, you know, physical abuse. Now you have more trauma. With all of that going on, we now have where we have a society of women who are highly intelligent, you know, very devoted. You know, I can name every other positive attribute out there, but a lot of y'all are crazy as hell deep down inside, because you're dealing with so much that has been unresolved. Huh. I'll talk about the fellas later. I'll get to that on the next one. But yo, this is your man Honorable October 9. This has been the Art of Thinking Out Loud podcast. Hit me up on my social media, hit my website, shop with me, etherealmerchandise.com. You know, I truly appreciate everybody who supports this podcast, and you know, I will continue to provide you with my opinions and random ass discussions. Peace.